The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I had one of my best girlfriends over to our house yesterday, her and her husband, to visit me in Otto. And of course, I had to make sure the house looked like nobody lived in it. Model home status. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
No, I was freaking out because we never have company. And I thought she's going to come here and she's going to completely judge me. Because I do. When I go into your house, I'm looking in the corners.
Really?
I want to see your toilet. What's shower look like?
When you walk in somebody's house, what's the first thing you look at?
Well, first thing I do is sniff.
Oh.
What's it smell like?
And then Dana's a baseboard person.
I'm looking at your baseboards. I'm checking them out. Because I'm the type of person that I am getting on my hands and knees every weekend. I'm doing my baseboards in my corners. My nana taught me that when I was really young. She said it in Spanish, but I would say it in English. She'd say, if you look at the corners of somebody's house, you'll know if they're clean or not. And I was like, okay, so
I never used to look at corners. Now I look at everyone's corners because Dana's obsessed with people's baseboards.
But there's one.
Baseboards and toilets is what.
Baseboards, toilets, and the corners. That's like the biggest thing. But there's one thing I could not help myself in doing. I could not take all the blankets off my sofa. I said, she's a friend. She'll just have to live with it because I cover my sofa with blankets. Remember back in the day, the plastic?
We graduated to blankets.
Yeah, right?
We went from that cheap, thick plastic that used to be on your grandma's
couch.
Yeah, of course I remember. And then we now have these, like, I guess you would call them luxurious blankets. Kind of.
I don't want to say we had too much different childhoods, but I do not remember this plastic on furniture or...
What? Didn't have any plastic on any furniture?
No.
Oh.
You're kidding.
My dad's mom, she was a heavy believer in the plastic.
So you didn't have plastic on the new sofa or plastic... on the carpet?
Why are you guys talking to me like I'm weird? Why do you guys have so far?
Because you are the only one here that didn't have plastic on anything.
Jack, have you ever been to a grandparent's house with plastic on the sofa?
I think I vaguely remember something like that.
See? Even Jack.
I think it's mostly a grandparents thing.
It's a grandparents thing. Yeah, it is. Well, my nana raised me, so yeah.
All right. It's supposed to like keep everything clean, I suppose, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so with my blanket, and to be honest, the blankets weren't even my idea. It was Otto. Because I was going to buy plastic, and he said, no way.
I said, I'm not going to put plastic on our couches. I'm sorry.
And it is easier, because when they get a little dingy, I just throw them in the washer.
Oh, my God, yeah. When your friend came over, did she go, oh, my God, you filthy animal, you have blankets all over your couch?
She probably thought it. She did not say anything, but I bet you her and her husband left, and she was like, God.
The only thing I was worrying about...
Did you see the blankets on the sofa?
The entire time, because, you know, we have two cats, and we have a sick cat, and I kept thinking, does the house smell like cat?
I know. Ooh. I kept thinking that, too, because I'm really weird. I clean our litter box in the morning and at night.
That's something that's going to get you more judged on than anything else, is the smell of cats. More than blankets or plastic.
Well, since Jen is here...
I just hate being that person,
Let me ask her. Jen, did my house smell like cat anything?
No, it smelled like money.
It smelled like money.
She's got to say that because she's here.
All right, Anthony A., what do we have for National Day?
We have School Bus Driver Appreciation Day.
Oh, yeah. I definitely appreciate all the school bus drivers. So we get calls often, right, from kids on the bus. And a bus driver always says, the only time they stay quiet is during Down in the DM.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Today, DJ Automatic Anthony A., I'm going to tell you a story about John McCullough, 70-year-old man, and his wife, Lois McCullough, who had been missing for years. And if it hadn't been for their neighbors and John's sister calling and asking, where's my brother and where are my neighbors? I don't know that anyone would have ever figured out that they had been murdered in their own home.
How long did you say it went?
2 years.
Wow.
Because their bank accounts were still being used, their checks were still being cashed, and groceries were still being delivered. Once police began to investigate, they realized that it was their own daughter, Virginia McCullough, known as Ginny, that was behind the fact that these two people had not been seen.
Oh.
And here's the moment that police came to the home of the McCulloughs and arrested their daughter, Ginny.
Stay where you are. Stay where you are. Show your hands.
Ginny?
Yep.
Ginny? Oh. The time is 12:12. You're under arrest on suspicion of murder against
Jonathan McCulloch and Lars McCulloch.
She is so calm during this process. She never fights. She never argues. She never shows any signs of remorse at all. Even when police ask Jenny McCulloch, where are their bodies? And she explains it so coldly and callously. Everything was caught on their body cams.
I need to tell you something about what's upstairs on the top floor as well.
It's fine.
Yeah, okay. Okay. My dad's body is in there.
She whispers, my dad's body is in there. And then she explains where her mother is.
A little bit more complicated.
Okay.
Can I go upstairs and...
Where will we find your mum?
Well, possible.
Where will we find your mum?
Okay, so upstairs there are about 5 wardrobes.
Yep.
It's behind the bed, but back next to the sink. That's the second one.
She said it's. Not my mom, it's. As if it's not the person who brought her into the world. It's behind the wardrobe. So they did find her upstairs for 2 years and several months.
How did people not notice the smell?
Well, there was nobody coming in the house. It was just Virginia McCulloch. I'm assuming she learned to live with it. And after a while, there is none. It goes away. And we're talking years. And they were covered in clothing. The police report, which was read by one of the officers who was there when everything was uncovered, pretty much breaks it down.
I, Virginia McCulloch, have informed police constables 77329 Brown and 79387 Bowers after entering my house on Friday the 15th of September 2023 that I murdered my father, John McCulloch, stated was under a bed in the rear ground floor of the house, and my mother upstairs in a cupboard next to the sink.
Police go on to say she was very calm during everything. She said it was time for her to pay her sentence, and she accepted everything. She admitted everything. She didn't fight anything. Any questions that were asked of her, she willingly gave answers.
She doesn't sound like she's all there mentally.
Obviously not, Automatic. I can't imagine doing anything like that to someone I don't like, let alone my own mother and father. And then just to live amongst that for years and years and years and use their money and live in their home and drive their car and fake all the people around me. She was sentenced to 36 years. Now, she's already in her 40s, so she might not even live long enough to see a parole hearing. And I'm not sad about it.
No, I think maybe that might have been her, you know, master plan at kind of the end of it, where she just is tired of running or tired of hiding this truth.
Perhaps,
and
Anthony.
Now, you know, she is in prison.
How did she end up murdering her parents anyways?
She accumulated a large amount of prescription drugs and put them in a drink with alcohol for her father. He fell asleep and never woke up. The next day, she beat her mother to death. And placed her in the cupboard. So, Anthony, you're right. Prison is the best place for her. Crazy crimes of passion, true crime stories in under 5 minutes.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Free hoodie, free t-shirt. Dana Cortez Show merch could be yours. We're playing Who's Lying?
Yeah.
Woo! Yes, yes, yes. Okay. 877-730-DZS1. We have our caller 9. Good morning. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. What's your name?
Karai,
your caller 9. You're the winner!
Yeah!
Well, she gets a chance to play.
Well, she gets to play. Otto, you know what? Let me manifest that for her, okay? Karai, listen, I want you to win this t-shirt or this hoodie, so really pay attention. Myself, Dana Cortez, my husband, DJ Automatic, and Anthony A are going to tell you a little bit about ourselves. One of us will be telling a fib. If you guess who's lying, that's how you win the free merch. So I'm going to go first. So, Karai, I don't know, you know, when I was little, I don't know how your parents were, but my mom, my nana would cook for me. Like, we didn't eat out a lot. And one time I figured out that I love kidney. I don't know if you know what this is. It kind of looks like steak. My mom made it with onions. It looked kind of gross, but girl, it tastes so good.
Mm.
And then she would make tripa tacos. I don't know if you've ever had tripas, but they were so delicious too. And I miss that. I miss that home cooking.
DJ Automatic here. I love lengua. I will go to the store and pick up a huge cow tongue. I bring it back home. Dana boils it. Then we cube it up, cook it up. And then we just have delicious lengua tacos. It's probably one of my favorite tacos. It's top three taco for sure.
Yo, what's up? Anthony A. And when I was in sixth grade, we had a field day, right? And they laid out a bunch of food and treats and dessert for us. And my friend told me, hey, have this fruit salad with whipped cream. So I bit into it expecting fruit salad. Boom. It was sour cream. A spoonful of sour cream. And I've hated sour cream since then.
Oh, my gosh, Anthony. Okay. Gotta eat. Somebody in the studio is telling a lie. If you guess correctly, you get to choose between a DCS hoodie or a t-shirt. Who's lying?
I'm gonna say that maybe Anthony's lying.
No! Oh my gosh!
Sour cream is gross. Why would I lie about that? Disgusting. You like sour cream?
Sour cream. Everybody likes sour cream, man.
All the time.
Girl, it was me. I figured you would get it because I started. I couldn't even tell the lie.
Oh my god.
I thought it could probably be true because, you know, we eat a lot of stuff like that.
I know we do. Well, you know what, girl? Not this wee. This wee does not like tripas. I'm like, what?
But I do love lengua.
Yeah, Otto does love lengua. He'll make me go buy that whole cow tongue, girl. I'm like, I'd be at the house making lengua tacos. No, they're good. Yo. Okay, Cari, what is something weird that you actually like to eat that other people might find disgusting?
I really don't know. The only thing I can think of is like mushrooms. Nobody in my house likes mushrooms. I'm the only one who eats mushrooms in my house.
Yeah, girl, you lost me at mushrooms.
They think it's wrong.
They're gross.
And then you guys love mushrooms. Something about people, when people eat mushrooms, you eat like a lot of, I don't remember if it was maggots or something. You guys
said, oh my gosh, yes!
Don't ruin mushrooms for me, okay?
Well, it kind of killed it for me too. So I was like, I don't know if I should eat them.
Oh my gosh, gotta eat. Yeah. I really wish you would have won, but look, girl, you can play again. I want to thank you so much for making us your new number one morning show. It means the world to me. Thank you so much for listening.
Yeah, thank you. My daughter loves to listen to you guys every morning. We listen to you guys all the way to school. She loves it.
Oh, God, I wish you would have won. She could have got that hoodie for her. You better try again next week, okay, mujer? Thank you.
I will.
Bye.
I will. Thank you. Okay, bye-bye. Love you guys. Bye.
Love you too. Oh, well, if you want to play next week, 877-730-DCS1. Same time, same place. We'll be back after this.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
We know 100 that Drake is dropping Iceman, and now we know how to get the day it's coming. All right, after celebrity birthdays, I'll fill you in. Anthony A.
The great Jack Nicholson celebrating his birthday. Somebody tell Johnny Depp to watch his sheets. Amber Heard is celebrating her birthday. And we also have friend of the show, Machine Gun Kelly, celebrating his birthday as well.
Okay, so Drake's Iceman is coming, and so he built this giant ice home. It's like a brick house. There's no other way to describe it.
It's like an ice sculpture in the middle of Toronto.
Yes, and people started climbing up on it and knocking the bricks down because inside of this ice sculpture is the day that Iceman is dropping. We're getting the date, right?
And the hard drives to the album.
Here's part of the audio of people just knocking these bricks, these ice bricks down.
Turn it. Oh! You're crazy! Grab that stick!
That looked crazy because this thing is huge. And it got so out of control that cops came and surrounded it. It's under protection because if you fall off that, you're going to kill yourself.
I love the promo for the album.
Yep, I agree with you, Automatic. This is just what Drake needed. I'm excited for the album. I think it's a good time. Great promotion. And I think the cops actually stopping people from going is only going to work better for him in the long run.
From what I've seen on the internet, he has let a couple people listen to the album, and they're saying that Drake has this fire underneath him, that Kendrick relit a fire, and that he sounds better than he's ever sounded.
We kind of needed that. I'm not going to lie. You know, I'm a huge Drake fan. I'm a Drake stan. But for a minute, I don't know that he had that same in him, you know?
That fire.
He needed that. He needed Kendrick. And let's all be real. Kendrick won that war. He never went belly up. He kept fighting. And that's what's important. And so here we are. Now people are trying to get in there, knocking the Iceman bricks over. And we know, of course, the album drops May 15th, and we can't wait.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Okay. There was a lot going on earlier, and there was one moment, though, that really stood out to us. There were a lot of moments, but Miss Elizabeth called us during the Down in the DM. And when she said this, it took us all aback.
And let me tell you, as a white woman, there is nothing more beautiful to me than the Hispanic culture. And if I could choose to come back in any life, I would choose to come back Hispanic.
I get it.
No.
I get it. It's a beautiful culture.
So we get to play if we could come back as somebody?
Why not? You could be anybody. Ooh. Who are you coming back as, Otto?
Oh, that's so much pressure.
Pick any person.
The first person that comes to mind is Michael Jordan. And I don't know why, but like 90s Michael Jordan when he was winning all the championships. Like NASCAR Michael Jordan, I don't know. Not so much. But, you know, world champion Michael Jordan, I definitely would love.
I could see you pulling off that persona.
I don't know if I'm mean enough to be him, but I definitely.
Is he mean? We've heard that. Huh?
Oh,
we've
yeah,
heard
he's that not he's a nice mean. Guy, no.
Yeah, we've heard
no.
he's not too kind. Anthony, who are you coming back as? Any person. You could be anybody.
Well, I would like to come back as a white woman's pit bull.
Why?
That's like another level of love and care that I've never experienced. Have you ever seen white women with
I know yes, exactly I what have. You're talking about.
Yes, yes, dude. Like I'm talking like everything. Like I got my own photo shoots, my own pajamas, yeah. birthday parties, you know, like salmon treats. Like that's what I want. Nobody gets taken care of better than a white woman's pit bull. And I see these dainty women pulling these big dogs. And I'm telling you, it looks like a luxurious life that I one day want to live.
No matter what, you're still a dog. Pick a person.
If I had to pick a person, it'd probably be Leonardo DiCaprio.
Still a dog. Just kidding. Well, I mean, Leo, yeah. I mean, does I mean, it
if
get
there's
any better
somebody
than that
I could come back as, I wouldn't mind coming back as Leo. Mm-hmm. I mean, he rotates, you know, 25-year-olds like nobody's business.
No. Right now, he's dating a woman. I cannot remember her name. She's a fashion model. Gosh, I wish I remembered her name. It doesn't matter. She looked like the last one, except she's a little bit older. She's 28 now, and she's met his mother, and he took her to the Oscars.
Oh, man. That's a big deal for him.
Oh, yeah. How old is Leo now? 50-something?
He's probably about 50, yeah.
He's about to George Clooney it.
You think he's about to settle down?
Yeah, I think so. I think he's about to settle down. Somebody else out there in Drake, he, I believe, is about ready to settle down the next 10 years or so.
Oh,
because think about it. He's been single for a long time.
I don't even know that he has a girlfriend or that I haven't even heard of any kind of serious relationship that I don't think
well,
that
he
he's
wanted,
ever been
he
in.
Wanted to be with Rihanna. She chose somebody else.
Ever since then, it's been downhill.
It's been kind of
it's just been easy. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure it's not downhill for him, but yeah.
I was going to say.
I'm sure he's got a plethora of. Yeah.
I doubt anybody Drake dates is yeah, downhill. Exactly, yeah.
But he didn't
he'd
get
look
Rihanna.
At you and say, "Downhill, Otto, you chose the downhill." Anyway, who are you coming back as? 877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.